This is Ozarks at Large on your public radio station, 91.3 KUAF. The Arkansas Public Service Commission is allowing Southwestern Power Company, or SWEPCO, to proceed with the Wind Catcher Energy Connection Project under development with Public Service Company of Oklahoma. The commission this month deemed the project in the public interest. It's an ambitious proposal, a $4.5 billion, 2,000 megawatt, 800 turbine wind farm, one of the largest in the world. It will be constructed in the Oklahoma Panhandle and will eventually supply power to Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and Louisiana. Each of those states requires approval from individual states' public service commissions, and there has been organized opposition. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, that opposition appears to have ties to fossil fuel interests.
After the massive Wind Catcher Energy Connection project was announced last summer, the nonprofit Protect Our Pocketbooks, a citizens' advocacy group, waged an expensive media campaign to block it. In a report broadcast on Ozarks at Large 3 months ago, Protect Our Pocketbook spokesperson Justin Allen, an attorney based in Little Rock, declined disclosing the campaign's founders or donors, only saying that his organization was dedicated to fostering clean energy. But a press release issued late yesterday by the federal watchdog Energy and Policy Institute claims Protect Our Pocketbooks has ties to the fossil fuel industry. Institute spokesperson Dave Anderson says Protect Our Pocketbooks is registered as a shell nonprofit in Delaware, where incorporation rules are lax, he says. Spending more than $160,000 the first 3 months of this year alone to block Wind Catcher.
And it looks like most of the money that they've reported spending at least went to something called the Impact Management Group, which is a lobbying firm that's known to have represented natural gas interests in the past.
Anderson says a second Wind Catcher opposition group is Renewable Arkansas, registered as a nonprofit with the North Carolina-based Americans for Affordable Energy Incorporated.
And on that forum, the person who signed our articles in incorporation is a fellow named Andrew Fortier, and he put down what appears to be his home address, which is also the residence of the research director for the Hawthorne Group.
NPR reported last week that the Hawthorne Group, a public affairs firm, was paid by Entergy New Orleans to assist with the organizing of local grassroots support for a proposed natural gas power generating station. Hawthorne, NPR reports, subcontracted with the firm's Crowds on Demand, which provided paid actors who pretended to support the power plant at public meetings. Entergy reportedly claimed the deal was ethical. Anderson says the Hawthorne Group affiliated Americans for Affordable Energy set up two fake solar advocacy groups in Arkansas to block the Wind Catcher project. He also discovered official public comments submitted to the Arkansas Public Service Commission were form-generated emails by Americans for Prosperity, funded by the right-wing David and Charles Koch brothers, Protect Our Pocketbooks, and Renewable Arkansas.
The other thing that seems to be happening is there's a hashtag campaign on Twitter against the Wind Catcher project, and it appears to be tied to a group called the 60-plus group, which is sort of like a doppelganger of the AARP for the far right, and they also have ties to the Koch network.
According to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, nearly 95% of net new electricity capacity is renewable solar and wind generation, giving rise, Anderson says, to covert anti-renewable campaigns such as these. We queried Protect Our Pocketbooks for this report for comment, getting no response. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
Links to this and many other stories and interviews you hear on Ozarks at Large can be found at ozarksatlarge.com. For example, if you'd like to hear our story yesterday about the 80th anniversary of Ozark Electric, you can search our site for the headline, Electricity Comes to the Ozarks. There, you'll also find a link to the documentary created by Scott Davis about people here who remember when the power was first delivered to their rural homes.
Support for KUAF comes from contributing listeners and from KUAF's sustaining members. KUAF's sustaining members take one simple action that helps make it possible for thousands to connect with news and ideas on KUAF for years to come. They set up a monthly donation that will continue for as long as they like. This monthly support provides reliable income to help pay for the programs we all rely on and enjoy. Thank you to the more than 1,000 sustaining members of KUAF. We appreciate your support.